So the terms we are given to try to make sense of the world we live in are not just false, but flipped, completely upside down. And the propagandistic nature of the phrase economic growth, a point made by Marilyn Waring 2 decades ago in her book, If Women Counted, the fact that the measures we are told to use of growth, of progress, measure in truth, but progress towards death for the planet, is seeping into our general consciousness. And Marilyn Waring came up for me because when I was in Lake County, Alan Markowski, the station manager and one of the hosts of Voices of Lake County, he started saying things which Marilyn Waring had said 2 decades ago, that what generates economic growth is in fact destruction of the planet and that it's nuts, right? And so I thought about that, as I always do when I realize that we're just treading water here, recycling the same thoughts over and over and over. But I am now pondering, why are these thoughts never developed? We're here to synchronize and advance our ancestors' gifts. And though she's on the planet, she wrote before and isn't still pushing this as far as I'm aware, we need to be synthesizing, advancing when we get hold of these essential truths. We need to be pushing them forward. And of course, we needed the internet to do that optimally, but it's still somewhat of a mystery to me. But let's don't ponder it too long. Let's get busy. So she concluded her book by putting forward an alternative model for measuring the wealth of nations, which was developed, this model was developed around 1980 by a woman named Hilka Pietilä, a Finnish feminist activist. It's represented by 3 concentric circles. A is the inmost circle, and moving outwards we find B and C. A is the free economy, that's the innermost circle, and then moving outward from that, the protected sector, B, and C, the fettered economy. And her diagram describes the non-monetary part of the economy as the free economy, since it consists of the work and production that people do voluntarily for the well-being of their families and for pleasure without requesting or receiving pay. And the protected sector consists of production and work for the home market, as well as public services such as food production, construction of houses and infrastructure, although we've seen with the recent opening of this East Span of the Bay Bridge that even infrastructure these days is a global effort. You know, folks, I'm really, really sorry for this, but with apologies, till next week, peace.